It's Rusev Day, Glow Day, Rolls Gold, and even Glorious. Stay tuned for the Mixed Match Challenge after show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look at the pageantry. The pageantry's out here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the after show for the Mixed Match Challenge here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360. I just want a little chime in that tomorrow we are going to be starting our all-women's wrestling panel. So please follow us at WPW Weekly on Instagram, Twitter, and I'm starting a vlog. My life here on AfterBuzz, as well as doing all the fun wrestling stuff. Follow me on social media to get all that information. To my right, left, your right, my left, I got, he came from the dead.
He's here.
There it is. There it is.
Guys, this legend. This is Bayley's favorite wrestler of all time.
Got tanned. Got darker.
Yes.
Chocolatier.
And he got risen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah. Listen, though, it's your boy, man, Evan Mack, Mad Mack, America's sweetheart. I'm here, y'all. I'm here in Macho Man garb. I'm next to my man, David. What's going on, boy?
What is going on, guys? How we doing? No, let's go. Got me off guard there. No, David Punker Christopher. Find me on that social web. Instagram, David Punker Christopher. Twitter, DPR Christopher. Let's do this, guys.
I want to, before we continue, I want everyone in the chat to hear your best Slim Jim promo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went there.
It is. You got to do it.
They snap at you with Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
That was pretty good.
I've been working on it a little bit. I'm coming off like this little flu thing, so my voice is a little deeper. So then shout out to the flu. shout out to influenza.
Good Lord, we're having a great time here, and for our first not technically our first match, but pretty much our first match, we have the beautiful couple of Naomi and Jey Uso versus Mandy Rose and Gold Dust.
Rose Gold.
The reason why I said Asuka, because we all know who what is her name? She was NXT with Gold Dust back in the day. She was blonde.
Oh my God.
Someone in the chat. Come on. We got it. Snap.
I know you're talking about, dog. Marlena, no, not, oh Lord.
Someone in the chat, please help us.
She's in the Wayback Machine. Dang. Yes.
Yes, I know her name's in my head, but I can't really say it.
We're going to get it show. We're going to get it.
Yes, we're going to get it. But these... This was really a fun match. It was more of a comedy match than just a regular match. Yeah. You know, both of the teams were going at it on kissing each other's hands, giving him a hug, then on the lips, and then Daniel Bryan's hair.
Oh, I was feeling that.
Pony.
Was that intentional?
Was that really intentional?
I think so, because as a ref, you're moving and everything, and his hair is pretty long, so he probably want to get the wig.
But I mean, like the radish thing going on.
Oh, he's having fun, man. He's having fun out there. I'm feeling that, man. I'm mad I can't do that, man. My hairline's receding. I got his hat on for more than one reason. He can just flip it up, do a little turn up style. I'm salty tonight.
Sorry, the name popped up in my head. It's Oscar. Oh crap! I can't even say it.
Listen, it's lit, y'all. All good. It's lit tonight.
So I said an A.
My girl's gonna get it.
NXT.
She gonna get it.
The rookie woman one.
We gonna get it.
The one, the girl that really that hurt Naomi's eye, crashed her eye.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
That messed with my girl's ocular cavity up, man.
Yeah.
Like, I see her. I can draw her. I can do a police sketch real quick.
Yeah, police sketch.
Sketch artist. Woo.
The name.
Come on, guys. But overall, what'd you think of this match? Because we got a lot of comedy, yet a really entertaining match.
Absolutely. It's interesting because we're seeing Mandy improve. she, you know, she's coming with like a bigger physique, right? You know, she's looking like real, like ripped up, isn't she? Though
she's mean now, mean. Man. I mean, from obviously Tough Enough and all that right. stuff, and then her time in NXT, you know, right. she is pretty dang ruthless now. She's coming out; you can tell she's got something to prove, and she's doing a damn good job of doing it. I thought it was entertaining and fun how they played on the whole thing together with the kissing the hand Absolutely. And the hugs, and a little bummed for Goldust. You know, he was always going to get some action there. I was rooting for him, but that didn't happen.
Listen, the OG was like, "Yo, can I get exactly, a little something? Right. Something? Come on just now, Jimmy."
Right? Nothing wrong with that, but I thought it was great. That was entertaining. It was fun. You know, it's one of those things that I think more of. It was just a fun match as opposed to you know, a great performance or technicality, you know, anything like that. It was fun to watch. Yeah. I had a good time watching.
Entertaining.
Yeah. And Bradley Allen is right.
Oksana.
Oksana. See, like, this is what happens when they get
Bradley Allen for the dub.
You Thank get you. Listen, for the assist.
Listen, we don't got nothing. I give you this hat if you was here. Shout out to your boy.
But yes, that is who I felt Goldust and Mandy Rose remind me of, because that's kind of. But then again, if you put Goldust with anybody, he's always with a blonde.
That's a good.
Yeah. Was that Joseph? Yeah, oh, he said Terrence. he feels like Naomi carried Mandy through the match.
Of course, because it's Naomi, and she literally. I don't want to say suicide dive, but she jumped over Goldust, landed on Mandy, and that sounded like a hard smash.
But that's the thing about wrestling, you know, and fans know, like, even like put like this, veteran fans know that there's that stronger wrestler that does have to carry you through the match.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the rule of thumb. You know, the veteran's going to carry it.
Yeah.
Mandy's still learning.
Still learning.
She's got some great veterans in the ring with her doing it.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I think she did. But I mean, I think Mandy did well. She held her own.
She did.
You pick your spots and you follow Naomi's lead and you try to, you take your bumps like you're supposed to. You be a good professional and have a good match. That's her job.
Especially with this match, you got a little, like I said, comedy, because Goldust was going, he was huffing and puffing. Everyone's like, "You still got it, you still got it." And he's like, "I'm old."
He was like, "No, I never lost it.
But I'm old, I can't keep up." That's what he was trying to say. But you know what? Goldust is Goldust. He's future WWE Hall of Famer. He's a legend.
Without question.
And not speaking, but moving on to the next thing, everyone knows it's Rusev Day.
Every single day, girl.
Every day. By the way, if anyone wants to buy me a Rusev Day shirt, let me know.
For real, listen, I need that's my next item in the WWE shop. Holla at your boy, man. Listen, my birthday's coming up in June.
It's right around the corner.
It's like next week. So like, hit your boy up.
So we have Lana and Rusev yet again, a couple versus Bayley and Elias. Bayley and Elias is trying to, you know, do a concert. She's the first woman to stand next to Elias, start learning his songs, and then get interrupted by Lana and Rusev. And ladies and gentlemen, what'd you think of Rusev's outfit? Listen. Because he kind of remind me of the guy with the that Borat guy.
Listen, it had the glitz, it had the glamour. It was tight in all the right places. It was loose in all the right places.
Oh, it was definitely tight.
It's Rusev Day. He knows it. He can do whatever he wants, David.
That's right.
It's Rusev
365.
Day.
365.
It's Rusev Day. That's it. He's chanted that Lala is the best. He's like, Lala's number one. So good.
That's my God. Someone do a GIF on that, please.
You know that shirt is coming soon, whenever it is.
Lana is the best. Lana's number one. Yeah.
And two on top of that. For Lana to finally pull that win and to have that celebration for her. I mean, I got to say, though, I was a little disappointed on the finish. It wasn't that great. She just kind of slipped out and Bayley kind of fell, you know.
Right.
I thought it could have been a little more exciting to end. But, I mean, it was a great match. It was, again, fun match. You saw the two big power guys. You kind of what you expected. Good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was fun. I thought the ladies, they did well. They performed well.
What did you make of the Corey Graves thing in Elias? When he like it was like really quick, you know, when like Corey Graves, he like Elias walked up to Corey Graves like, "I heard you talking trash, like I hear you talking about me," and Corey's like, "Dude, I don't know what you're talking about." Like, what do you make of that? Is that anything that's just typical like off like regular wrestling stuff? Because I love that Elias like got in like Corey Graves' grill for a little bit, and Corey's like, "Dude, I'm not saying anything, dude. I'm straight. You're awesome. You know what I mean?"
Yeah, and that's something that I like about like you're just not focusing in a match. You're just focusing outside of the match.
That's the little attitude area. I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
like
that. And that's what we need. We need a little attitude error here and there.
Every now and again, little sprinkles.
A little sprinkles, yes, little sprinkles. But overall, I thought this match was well decent.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone knows Lana isn't the greatest wrestler ever.
Learning.
And she's not the worst, but she's trying.
Bayley did a good job with
her,
though.
And that, exactly.
Right.
She did, because Bayley knew, okay, everyone knows Bayley's been in NXT for like a gajillion years.
Absolutely.
And if you used to watch Breaking Ground,
right,
she was the one who was like, hey, I want to do behind the scenes stuff. I want to teach the girls how to do it.
Absolutely.
We've heard multiple stories that Bayley wants to help these girls. And I think her being with Lana was a perfect tie.
Well said.
Because overall, you could see Bayley helped her carry that match.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, you know, there's different types of wrestlers that you hear about. Like, you know, outside of the entertainment part. Like, there's that wrestler in the back that's what they want to do. Like, they make it one of their missions to be like, I want the division to be as strong as possible. You know, there's a wrestler that's like, no, I'm out for me. You know, this is cutthroat. This is dog eat dog. I got to do my thing, which is fine as well. You know, but then there's that wrestler like Bayley. She's like, I want to, if Lana's great, then I'm great. And then all the women are great. And then we're all awesome. And I love that Bayley got a chance, you know, to wrestle with one of the wrestlers she would kind of mentor in a way, because she's an NXT veteran.
Exactly. And I think once Bayley ends her career, she's definitely going to be an NXT coach.
No question.
Like, no question about it.
Question.
But overall, this match, I enjoyed it. It was tons of fun, as always. But moving on to our next match, we had Titus Worldwide.
Worldwide?
I was told I couldn't say Apollo's last name for certain reasons. I guess we won't talk about that.
Yeah,
but
we won't talk about that at all.
Apparently, Terry Crews has an issue, but overall, who knows?
Oh, wait a minute. Before you move on, with Aaron B said Rusev seemed to be more in husband mode than a wrestler. It was great.
Oh my gosh, you know what?
He wasn't hubby mode, though. He was like giving her like support.
Yeah,
he was very sweet. He's like, Lana, calm down.
He's like, you got it.
Put the guitar down. You can't use the guitar.
Yeah, that was actually, I found that really funny, man. She just like lost it. And just not knowing that she just runs and grabs the guitar.
Oh, yeah,
and
she saw a lot of Jeff Jarrett.
Right.
Seriously, an old Jeff Jarrett.
Good. He's like, whoa, no.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you too young.
That's true. So, now I'm going to go back into honky tonk. I only say honky tonk, man. If y'all know what I'm about there, you really too young.
Wouldn't it be amazing if, like, at WrestleMania they had Elias do something and then Jeff Jarrett comes out with his guitar and the honky tonk man comes out?
Oh. I can see Double J as a possibility because he is an inductee
now. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. See? So ideas, WWE, ideas. But moving on to our next opponents, we have, of course, the Titus Worldwide crew with Nia Jax versus the Glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Team of Charlotte and Rude, and
they gotta be favorites in some.
I love Charlotte and Rude together. Like, if they ever do intergender matches or anything like that, or tag team with men and women, I want them to be tag team.
I was reading something from one of the chats saying, "Do you think it's a good idea?" They were thinking, should there be a mixed match tag belt?
I was thinking that this today.
What do you think about that? Like, literally a separate tag belt for the mixed match, like literally in the future.
Yeah.
Down the road. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, side note, James Ellsworth came out with an intergender belt.
That's very interesting.
And I was a little upset because Joey Ryan deserves that belt more than anybody. Okay. He made intergender matches relevant.
That's very interesting stuff, though. Like,
but yeah, no. Exactly.
It gives more wrestlers, up and coming wrestlers, even veteran wrestlers. It gives them, like, a lot of people don't like a lot of belts, but I think that's interesting. Sometimes.
Belts, titles, same.
See, yeah. I like that, though, and I agree with you on that. I think that opens a whole nother can of worms.
Right.
Like, you can do so much with that. That could be just a whole. I mean, and now obviously we see, you know, with the NXT, we got the SmackDown,
right.
We got the Raw, we got so many different branches going on now. And I mean, that could completely open up another one. And it's different, and obviously this seems to be working well, and it's fun, it's interesting.
Right.
It was an
interesting thing that from the chatter.
And if they do that, I just want it to be on one brand, just like how the IC title's on one brand.
Dan,
how back in the day, the Cruiserweight was on one brand.
Dan said, Ellsworth versus Julia Ryan for the title would be fun.
Yes. Actually,
who you got in there?
Well, I I'm going to bar wrestling on Thursday, and I think that's going to happen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well dang.
Yeah.
Like, that might actually really...
That might actually... I have to double check because they posted something and I saw Joey Ryan's face and Ellsworth's face. So I wasn't sure if them two were going to be wrestling.
It's popping in this chat right now, by the way. Chat is on and popping. Shout out to y'all people chatting it up, man.
Yes. Give me
something to talk about.
But moving to this match, of course, we got Nia Jax, who is powerhouse.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, Titus is like a coach rooting these people on.
Right.
And it's like, I got really annoyed because I'm just like, wow, he literally sounds like a dad who's on his son, watching his son playing baseball. Right. And then if something happened, he'd get all pissed off and yell or whatever. Oh. And it's like, dude, like,
it's interesting.
I get the concept. I get it.
So do
Apollo and Titus Rawai, their whole group, they come out, blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to see just two people head to head.
Well, I got to say, first and foremost, this match had a lot of, I think out of the three that we've talked about, I think this had the most appeal to me.
Right.
You know, Rude and Charlotte, I think that's an awesome team.
It is.
And then when you got Charlotte and someone like Nia, that already just grabs my interest. I'm like, this could be really interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, you got that powerhouse, you got the Nia Jax, right? And then you got obviously Charlotte, which is supposed to be this spectacular athlete. You know, she's fast, she's tough, she's so I'm like, how is that gonna go down? That's gonna be really fun to watch, you know. And then of course Rude, which is a phenomenal athlete, and then same thing when you got
yeah, the best shape of his life right now.
Right.
He really is.
Right. And then you got we can't say his last name apparently. So right, but
Apollo.
And that guy's just a phenomenal athlete. He's quick too, for especially for size. I mean, that guy pulls all kinds of stuff. So I mean, that whole element I was excited and stoked to see.
Yeah.
And I think I got what I was looking for in that match. You know, that
you
saw that kind of fast pace, you saw those flips, you saw everything. It was fun. And then too, you saw that struggle. You saw obviously the powerhouse in Nia. You saw her dominate Charlotte sometimes, when you saw Charlie obviously come back. You know, it was just I thought it was a great match. And I thought they did very well. It was great.
I agree. Like, it really kind of like really defined the mixed match portion of the mixed match challenge. Like the different styles from the different wrestlers, and the male and female wrestlers. I like it. It was a good match.
I liked how Nia Jax is like on the side, and then you see Titus getting upset, like, hey, what are you doing? And then she's like, why are you getting into part of the matches? She ends up getting into Dana Brooks's face. Charlotte ends up doing the moonsault, but the moonsault, it didn't really connect.
Right. But yeah, it's I'm stunned when she hits it as much as she does. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm surprised she doesn't miss more often. It's interesting, like with the whole Titus thing. Like you know, when you see a wrestler and he's been on the roster for a long time and he's trying to find a niche and he's not getting a push, and then they put him in different situations. Like, they're trying to find his niche.
No.
And I can see that's why he's being like extra animated. He wants to get something going. I know, he's trying to be a focal point, even though the match is not about him. And I always find it difficult when you see that, you know, that WWE wrestler limbo that you see, and like that purgatory.
It's like you're stuck in that rut, and it's almost a distraction. And I think too,
I mean,
Carrot, obviously they played it well into the match, because like, you know, at times, Nia was like, hey, focus on the match. You know, that was part of a play on it, because she was distracted, that whole kind of thing. So that worked, but I mean, I agree. I feel like he's still trying to really own
something
that, you know?
Yeah, he had that nice little tiny run with like him and Darren Young. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably the most he's been over, and I get it, man. So the Titus Worldwide, you know, the little, you know, Jerry Maguire agent thing, you know what I mean? So it's interesting to see what's gonna happen with him.
And I like Titus, man. He's a great athlete. He's fun to watch.
He is,
he's got a good personality. So yeah, I'd like to see, you know, something happen with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I enjoyed about about mixed match challenge in general is that they're not holding back the microphones like on the cameras, because we're able to listen to what they're saying.
My goodness.
And it's like, oh wow, I've never heard them. You don't really hear them talking during the matches, and sometimes they're like really out there, and sometimes they're like whispering, okay, I'm gonna throw you over the top rope.
But
you could barely hear.
But clearly WWE's like, that's why I love WWE, man. I really do. Like, they're like, we're gonna try something different. We're gonna do this thing interactive. We're gonna even push the mics in. You're gonna hear Goldust be like, listen, I'm old. Like, we're gonna hear him clearly saying, you gotta slow down, Jimmy. Like, and I love that, because it gives us something to talk about, and you get to see, again, they're pandering to the crowd.
And that's the thing. I'm wondering who's taking over over the mixed match challenge. Is it like who's behind doing this? Because whoever's doing it is doing a freaking phenomenal job.
Yeah, I love it. I do. I love the concept. I love the element. I would love that. That happens one day, a belt or something like that. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. That's years down the road. I think that'd be a really
cool
thing to see.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
That's true. Well,
on that note, though, are you guys satisfied with the results, the winners?
Of tonight?
All three matches.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Naomi and Jay won.
Yeah.
That's overall, we've actually had Naomi here in the studio with us for Total Divas, and she said herself that she wanted a tag with her husband one day.
I love that
and
so
now
much.
The
awesome.
Fact that she's doing it, it's like, oh my God, like that wasn't so far. And like, this is what, and I like when couples are tagging together because they have the chemistry, but they also know, hey, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this. Like, I don't know. It's just
Joseph Bosa said no complaints to quarterfinals.
Yeah, it's looking good, man.
Yeah.
It's looking
really good. Right. No complaints. I don't mean
going forward, though. I mean, how do you feel? We got Finn and Sasha.
They still got that vote, right? To bring a team back, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So someone else can make a comeback.
That's true.
Okay, who would you want to come back so far?
What do you think, David?
That's tough. Yeah, that is tough. That's tough.
I do like seeing Rose Gold. Mandy's way more attractive than I thought she was, by the way. Shout out to Mandy.
Man.
She's a little more attractive. I'm sorry, girl.
I mean, that's
listen,
a given.
Listen, girl, I've been going through things, girl. I got a job. I got bills to pay. I didn't know you was that fine, girl. I'm sorry. David, she fine.
I'm right there with you. She is, hands down. And we all know Graves is a fan. You can't stop talking about her.
Yes, my little girl. I like that Beth was like, calm down, girl.
Right, let's focus on the match.
Calm down. He's like, I can't, Beth. I love Corey Graves, man. I love him. Shout out to him. He's from PA. I'm from PA. Shout out to Corey Graves. All Pennsylvania people are amazing. But
So Finn Balor, damn, like his fine body, like.
Shout out to Fergie. You can get in there too, girl. Yeah, listen, I was just unaware. I'm just surprised.
I'll probably pull an AJ Lee.
I'm surprised by.
And if you don't get that joke, Google it.
Google get all the answers. I'm sorry, y'all. Sidebar. I just didn't know. So bring back Rose Gold.
I think that's a good team, and I want them to stay a Rose Gold. I want them to stay as a team.
And
the thing is, I really wish it was Mandy who was in the NXT rookie during that time because it would have been so different and everything. But
I know what you mean.
You know, it's so much wrestling. So much ideas.
Like wrestling.
It's like, But overall, I don't know who I would want. Honestly, I wouldn't want back. I don't know who.
Yeah.
I'm okay with anybody.
Yeah, right now, it's like so far, though, you know, like they're pretty good.
Yeah,
there,
I'm okay with anybody because anybody in WWE as a mixed match team did amazing.
So yeah, they're all awesome, man. They're all good. It's hard.
Did pretty well.
So any early picks, though, to win it all, though?
I don't know. I mean, we got next
put your bid in.
I'm going to put my bid in.
Put your bid in real quick.
I'll put like a dollar in.
Put a buck in.
It's going to be Braun Strowman, Alexa Bliss versus Miz and Asuka.
Oh, Team Little Big is lit.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Team Guaranteed. Little Big is lit, though. Guaranteed. I got them winning it all, by the way. That's my pick to win it all.
You know what? Team Little Big, we said it last time. I'm going to stick with that. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see Charlotte in the mix in there.
That's the thing. It's like Rude and Charlotte.
They're a good team.
Can't sleep on them.
Right. They're a good team.
Man, if he wasn't married, they would have been a cute couple.
Oh, been adorable. Yo, chat people, hit us up.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Who y'all got? Think? Winning it all.
I know. Let us know. But what do you think of next week? Finn and Sasha, Boss Sweet, whatever their name they're calling.
Because Boss Sweet.
Boss Sweet.
That's adorable.
Right? What if it's not today? And then you have Asuka.
Asuka.
The Miz on fire. Oh, God. That's tough, too, man.
That's tough because we've never
seen Miz and Finn wrestle each other.
Oh man. No, she's right.
Someone in the chat. Someone knows.
Yo, somebody chat's like, well, actually, in the house show that we saw.
Right? I feel like we have.
Wait,
in Guatemala. Watch, here it comes. Watch.
House shows don't count.
They're like, but the one house show I was at.
Yeah, house shows don't count because it wasn't on live TV.
Don't you do it.
Right?
I mean, that one's tough. And I guess if we are going finals, Miz and Asuka, mm-hmm. which, you know, her undefeated streak and Henry into WrestleMania. So I think that's a very much possibility.
That's true.
But that aside, I think no matter what, it's going to be a damn entertaining match. So you got Asuka and Banks, you know, they're going to go for it.
Because we've seen them wrestle before multiple times, of course.
It's a good, great matches.
Yeah. And then you got, of course, Finn. You know, Finn, he's going to put on an awesome show. The Miz is killing it right now. So that's going to be a great match. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Virgil.
Virgil Devitt. So overall, as of now, we have, I'm blanking right now. Guys, help me. Who's moving on? I don't know why I'm blanking. Well,
obviously, we got Charlotte Rude. We got,
Team.
What was called? Carmella, Biggie.
Biggie. Okay, so, sorry to cut you guys off, but them interacting in the chat. Like, how cool is that?
I love
That's
it.
Awesome.
I like how, they're doing backstage, hey, come on, get in the chat with everybody, something.
There's so many great things about it because, fans, that's what they love, though. Fans that love, WWE fans, we're crazy. So, we like to interact with our superstars. And I don't care what anybody says, WWE celebrities interact with more of their fans than anybody. Mm-hmm. They just do, no matter where they go, public appearances, house shows, whatever, they're always there. So it just gives them another opportunity, another tool to talk to their favorite superstars. Yeah. And WWE, once again, man.
It's taking it that next notch up, Now you can literally interact with them on the spot live.
Live.
Yeah. That's great.
Exactly. And we live in a world of technology and social media.
Dancing. Nobody is ready for Oscar.
Bradley was like, they wrestled yesterday. But
Jill with a Gil say?
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor versus Miz Raw, May 8th,
2017. Cheeky son of a gun.
That is so right. You're darn right. Monday Night Raw, that gauntlet. God dang, how did we miss that?
Man, this chat room was on fire.
I don't remember what happened yesterday.
That's so true. How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Miz won, and then he had to take on Strowman.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the gauntlet match?
The gauntlet match, yeah.
From yesterday?
That counts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Which, by the way, hands down, that was a awesome match.
I actually didn't see Raw last night.
It was, I'll tell you, Seth, Seth.
Everyone was raving about Seth's match.
Seth is hit and miss with me because I like the guy. I think he's a phenomenal athlete.
He is.
His persona in attitude sometimes isn't my favorite. But
he's like diet Shawn Michaels, you know what I mean? He's like Shawn Michaels.
And I'm diehard Shawn. I'm diehard HBK.
I know you, that's your guy.
So am I. So.
Okay, so.
I can give him diet. Can I give him slim, fast Shawn Michaels?
Right, but I mean, anything like that where you're trying to fill shoes like that, I'm always a little harsh with, but
I know what you mean.
But hands down, last night, man, that guy put on a phenomenal performance.
That's what I heard. He was trending too. It was crazy.
Hands down to you, man. You
brought the Kerbstone's been back for a while. So.
I'm glad you brought that back, Seth. I was hating on you for a while, bro. Full disclosure.
Hey, it's not his fault.
I said, if you don't curb stomp somebody right now, I don't care if it brings up old memories, American History X. I don't care. Brother like me said, bring it back. Oh, I went there, Dave. I went there, man, because I was like, I don't care, man. I like that move.
Hey, I gotta say, I'll be honest. I was actually, again, Cena's kind of hit and miss with me too, but last time I was actually rooting for Cena until I saw the performance that Seth was giving. And by the end of it, I was like, you know what? Yes, Seth, you should have won. Yeah.
But you have to think about it. If you're in a ring with John Cena, he's going to make you're going to have a 5-star match.
That's what I tried to tell David Punk Rock Christopher.
Kind of.
I tried to tell him. You see this man over here? I say Johnny Boy always gets you.
I've seen some matches that weren't that great.
When? 2000? 1997?
Sometime.
John Cena was around that time.
I'm just saying.
Don't get me wrong. I respect Cena. Trust me. I really respect.
I know you do.
Actually, I do respect him and I love him. And I would love to meet John Cena and be like, dude, I'm 10 years old. I'm 10 years old all over again if I ever met you. But at the end of the day, John Cena is John Cena. You have to respect the man, just like you have to respect big names like Macho Man,
right?
Hulk Hogan,
right?
Austin,
because at the end of the day, those are the guys
love hate them. The end of the day, and I'm sorry, one day people are going to start respecting Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's like I said.
No, don't say that.
It's going to happen.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Sorry.
Don't you do that.
Ricky Bobby. I hope you have handsome, beautiful sons.
Damn,
You take that back right now.
No. Oh, good. You should have talked in the Macho Man voice
so
all day.
Good. I know. Listen, I thought about it. Man, I really did. I was like, I'm not trying to mess the fool.
You don't want to hurt your throat.
This is a serious show.
On that note, though, how awesome was it to see Seth take him out, though? I love that. I was like, yeah, that's right.
I'm sure it was great because I didn't see it.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, that was great.
It's like, yes.
That was great.
You can tell them. It seemed like they're a little personal there a little bit, though. You can kind of tell.
That's the thing I like about mixed match challenges, because we've seen these people wrestle before.
Right.
But also they're on the road together so many times. Some of them are on Total Divas. Some of them are not. And that's the personal stuff. Correct. That's what I like.
Correct.
A lot. And I feel like I can get into a storyline.
Yeah.
If you make it personal. Because I'm just like, oh, crap. I'm like, yeah, that really happened on the internet. Or that really did.
Yeah.
And that's something that I feel that kind of brought the Attitude Era too. They brought in
that's what made it special.
Real personal stuff going on.
Yeah.
It became
excuse
real.
Me. I mean, everyone know who Sonny was.
Without question, yeah.
Sonny, Austin, mm-hmm. Brett.
No matter what it's entertainment. When the Attitude, no matter how ridiculous the storylines were, Attitude Era stories, they're absurd. But you wanted to follow every single week, and then especially when the real stuff got out, the Edge and the Lead at that.
Right.
Do you remember how you felt when you knew that was going on, and when the crowd was yelling at Lita, and Lita just said, "You know what? And what I did, so what?" And the crowd was like,
and then calling her.
Hold on.
But then again, I felt so bad because it's we're now in this era where we're women empowerment and all that.
It's true.
All that fun stuff.
It's true.
But back then, women Lita was being called every single name in the book,
and it's stuff.
If it happened today, do you
it's totally different now.
Yeah.
But one thing that I think remains, at least with her, is her performance. Regardless, you can't take
no
that
matter
from her,
what.
Regardless of all that
and
stuff.
And you have to respect her for that.
Because I think you could take her then and put her even in now at her prime then.
Oh, without
and
cool.
She can still hold
she
her.
She would
without
kill it. Kill I mean, she killed it at the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Lita can still... Lita's never... She wrestled down in Mexico. She's one of those international...
Right.
Wrestling with luchadors. She goes
hands
hard.
Down. She's one of the, I think, one of the best of all time. It's cool women. Question.
And overall, who do you think who do you think that is going to dominate the whole mixed match challenge? Because we said Asuka and Miz, we said Braun and Little Big, and then Charlotte and Rude. Do you think there's going to be a twist?
It's interesting because one of those dark horse picks is Big E and Carmella that can pull off an upset of one of the big teams.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be out of the question. It's not out of the realm of possibility. They knock off Charlotte Flair, mm-hmm. what I mean, and Bobby Roode.
And Naomi and Jay.
Yeah, that could end their run. It's getting really good as it gets tighter, as it gets close to the end. So as far as the upset, there's an upset coming though.
There is. The thing that has me stuck on Asuka or whatever you want to say.
Nice.
I believe, because there is this momentum and push with Asuka. If that does happen, that they do lose, I believe it's going to be Miz that gets pinned. I don't think they're going to have Asuka pinned. At least not going into
without
WrestleMania.
Without question. I mean, ever.
So you think...
Ever. Right. Not until Mania.
Say they do Braun and... Alexa versus mm-hmm. Miz and Asuka. You mm-hmm. think Miz is going to
I think Miz
Braun?
Is going to take it. No, I think Miz... Well, if that team happens to lose, I believe Miz is going to take the fall because I think Asuka's too much on a buildup.
They don't want to get pinned
but
by
does
him.
That count as a loss, though?
I mean, technically, I still think it'll kind of taint her a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe not as bad.
And then should we see her kicking his ass?
The streak is real right now.
Right. That's what I mean. So I don't think they'd want to even put a dent in that momentum.
Joseph Bosa is the MVP of the chat room, first of all. I just want everybody to know that.
You.
Joseph Bosa is on fire right now, man. I'm trying to respond. He's hot. He got hot takes all the time. He got hot takes.
The Miz takes the pinfall. It won't count against Asuka.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I told you, MVP.
There it is. That's right.
Oh, man.
So I think that's the only way it's going to go down if they end up going to lose. I think the Miz has got to take it. She's protected right now. She's going into Mania. They got this build up.
Well, I mean, she hasn't even choose who she's going to face.
That's true. Right. I'm very interested.
Right. Which is... in my opinion, ridiculous because she should have chosen, but someone did a slip up on Raw and said, oh, Alexa Bliss is going to win the Elimination Chamber. You guys didn't hear that?
Oh, no.
On commentary?
Oh, good God, no.
Yeah, they did a little slip up.
Oh, dear God, no.
They, I forgot. I don't think it was one of the Raws. They said, oh, and Alexa's going to go to WrestleMania and win the Chamber. or something. Yeah.
It wasn't, great.
But it was like a slip up. I think, Joseph, you're in the chat. You know,
Joseph Bosa, no.
Let me know.
Let me know
if that happened, because I remember we were talking about, me and some people were talking about it last week, and like, what? I didn't hear it, but they said that.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oscar and Bliss?
Yeah.
You think that?
And it's going to be Oscar and Bliss and...
I don't know if I'd want to see that.
Charlotte.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
Charlotte's going to be Oh, no. I think it's going to be like Oscar versus Charlotte and then Ronda versus somebody.
See, that'd be good because...
I don't know.
I'd rather see Charlotte and Oscar. I don't think I'd be interested in Bliss and Oscar.
It's more of an epic, more of an epic clash.
That is.
Great wrestlers going together. Pedigree. It's so... Everyone knows that'd be such a good match to watch.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
but if
I don't want to see Charlotte carry Ronda. I know Ronda has skill, but I don't want to see Charlotte carry Ronda in the WWE ring for 20 minutes.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, dude. I don't think
she's pure class, but I don't want her to see her do that.
But Ronda's a legitimate fighter.
Oh, she's
a fighter.
Of course. She'll get it. She'll get that Ken Shamrock. Because when Ken got there, man, she'll weave her way in there. Shout out to Ronda. What's up, girl?
Yep.
She's training.
She's in there. She's in there doing her due diligence.
I'm excited to see her, man. I'm excited. I have a lot of faith in her. I have a lot of confidence
in her.
I mean, for me, as being a girl and loving this sport as a girl for many years and seeing another person from a different area coming into wrestling world, it literally made me very upset. It's like, dude, like, these girls work so hard. Like, come on.
I understand.
This sucks. Like, especially as a girl, like, watching women's wrestling.
I understand
loving
where you're coming from.
But now, slowly into looking at, okay, they're probably not going to put her in the pic, you know, as a main everything. They're probably doing this to hype up wrestling because they probably want wrestling to become mainstream like it was 20 years ago.
Right.
But PG.
It's there.
And it's there. It is.
Do you think that tag match is going down still? Do you think that's a possibility? Like, Ronda doesn't even get a title match at Mania. They're going to do The Rock and Ronda.
I think if they do a title match with Ronda, it's like a slap in the face to every single one.
I think anything they do with Ronda, rather, it's just a regular
match. And I love
Ronda
and
I
respect her.
It's going to be... It's going to sell itself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anything. She can just be showing up for, like they're doing at the Elimination Chamber for her signing.
Absolutely.
You know, that's right. That's a draw.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It is a draw.
No wonder half of the crew from AfterBuzz is going.
That's why they're going.
The chamber.
No invites? to what you were saying earlier, though, as far as feeling that kind of almost like disrespect or she hasn't earned it, but I mean, do you almost feel like the same thing when Brock did the same thing and went to UFC? And look how well he did, though. You know what I mean?
True.
And
he
won the title.
Was like, when did he go to UFC?
But the thing about it is with Brock,
because he left in 2004, right? And that's when he went to UFC, or UFC was like not even
right.
A thing.
But the point is that he still did the same crossover, but he did it obviously reverse.
And I knew
That's because UFC was being very fresh. The only famous UFC fighter at that time was Chuck
Norris. Was there, you know, GSP was there.
You're gonna get a lot of UFC hate. Don't say that.
Listen,
don't you say that.
That is about it. Listen, I don't got nothing to do with me. Listen, there was a whole lot of y'all had a lot of talent at that time.
That's my girl, I remember.
I have a martial arts background. I've also trained in wrestling. I respect both worlds.
I respect both worlds.
I've competed.
I didn't care that Brock went to UFC because I was such a little nugget, but I cared that he went to WWE. It's like, dude, you're so good at UFC.
Yeah.
Stay there. Brock, don't come back.
That was a personal thing for Brock.
And look what happened. Right? He ruined.
Brock wanted to show everybody. He's like, listen, I have a wrestling background. I'm really good. He goes, like, he wanted to prove to the world that he was a legitimate wrestler, a legitimate fighter.
Right.
And for the fact that he won, that doesn't get stated enough, that he won the UFC heavyweight championship.
Are you kidding me? And quit.
They don't talk about that enough, man. That feat, and I'm talking about in convincing
fashion. Wait, he won the UFC championship and quit?
He did it really quickly.
Yeah. I'm like, that is not, can we, honestly.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what we've seen. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those things that, I mean, I understand your point, but again, I get both sides, and I think it's more like put up or shut up. So if she is put in that driver's seat that quick, I mean, let's see if she holds her own.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Sink or swim.
I mean, we're predicting so much stuff right now because we don't even know if she can wrestle. So it's like I'm sorry, but like, it's true. We are judging her.
I think she'll be fine with that. The jiu-jitsu background,
I
think she'll be fine.
I think she's going to give us a... why am I blanking tonight? Blazer style.
Okay. Oh, Alundra Blaze.
No. The girl from the Mayon Classic. Oh my God, she's in NXT. She's fighting Ember Moon.
Oh, Shayna.
I'm so sorry. If you're watching this, I'm so sorry. I don't know what my
Listen,
going
girl,
on.
We
I'm
got it. We got you. That's why there's three of us.
But that's the thing. I feel like she's going to do that kind of style of wrestling.
I would like that.
I feel like
that
she's
bruiser
gonna,
style.
Yeah.
Right. She's already aggressive. That's what she does. I feel like she's going to fare very well on the wrestling athletic side of it. Absolutely. I don't see her failing in that aspect. I think the challenge for me personally as a viewer, as a fan, is to see her with the charisma, the personality, the persona, the character side.
Right.
Because she's just going in there and handling her business.
Absolutely.
That's one thing. That's like a Brock. You know what I mean? And hence why he has Paul Heyman.
But that's the thing. Brock Lesnar didn't need anybody at UFC. He needs somebody in WWE.
Because, like I said, the personality aspect of it. And that's where I feel like I'm curious to see what happens with Ronda, if she can hold her own on the mic and that kind of stuff, or is she going to need like a Paul Heyman or someone like that to be that voice for her?
I think in the future she should have Stephanie McMahon in her corner and like just be on the mic.
Yeah, the thing is because she's her mouth or mouthpiece. Stephanie's on fire, man.
She is.
She's never been better.
Speaking of fire, Elimination Chamber is this weekend.
Yeah,
and since we have enough time to talk about it, what do you guys think of the Elimination Chamber? Who do you want to win? I know you have an opinion because we talked about it. So
let everybody know. You know I feel about my boy John. I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let that one go. No, Johnny, I'm gonna let it go. I need you to win everything. Listen, but
he's doing a damn good thing now. He's getting people over. Yep. He's doing that.
He's in over mode. That's what I love about him. Company man. Why not? I'm going with Braun. Let me go with Braun. Why not?
Okay.
Let me go with Big Boy.
I'm gonna say Braun too. I think I'm Braun.
They have him losing all the time, David. Can he get a W?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm just curious on how they're gonna do the 7-man thing. That's the only thing. Probably 3. And at the same time,
I think so. Like that's kind of like a triple threat.
Yeah.
To start off, and then okay.
That is tough. I just think that the hype, the big train that Braun's on right now, I don't know, man. But then they are kind of bringing up Elias, man. I mean, so
he's getting a nice push.
That could be a shock factor. Maybe they throw in there. But WrestleMania main event, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it will.
Oh God, he's not over enough to main event WrestleMania.
Right.
Like the crowd, they boo, and they bitch about Roman Reigns getting in the main event. But if they got Elias in the main event, they'd be mad. It's all about they would be very upset, which is kind of like hypocritical, but because y'all don't want Elias in there. Y'all don't.
Well, Finn Balor.
I love Finn.
He needs his redemption.
Fergal's like, I ain't never lost the title.
No, he didn't. That's true. Okay.
He talks like, listen, when he's mad, he talks like a black dude. He's like, Finn, I ain't lost.
Finn wins, though. Who do you think he's facing?
Anybody. I don't care. I just want to see him wrestle the world.
I was
He's okay. Here's the thing. I don't really fangirl or whatever you want to call it.
You sound like you fangirl.
He's the only one that I'll fangirl for.
She likes Fergal.
Because he's Irish and I'm Irish.
Oh, it's an Irish connection. Yeah.
Okay, so
moving on to women. Who do you think that's going to win that one, even though? Because the title can be switched.
So we got Jax.
Right.
Who would
shock everyone with Jax, by the way? Nia would shock the world, by the way, if she won. No one sees that coming. They always expect her to throw people around and lose.
Right.
That would shock the world.
That's true.
That would be good.
It would shock the world.
Joseph Boza with the hot take, I think.
Joseph Boza for the MVP. Hot take again.
Nice.
I'm trying to get everybody involved, but
Sonya Deville, who is a former AfterBuzz, who did UFC here.
Shout out to you, girl.
Hey, you might take it all. It's possible.
Now, you know,
she's a former UFC fighter.
I was going to say Sonya and Ronda would be fun to watch too.
That would be too. Nice. Her and Shayna. Sonya and Shayna.
We need Joseph Boza guest host on this show.
We're like pretty much saying, hey, let's do a UFC fight against in a WWE ring. But I honestly, after Guerrero Joseph, I would like to see Sonya win it. It's funny because our dad, Kevin Undergaro of AfterBuzz TV, he was mentioning in one of our classes saying, like, I bet you in a year Sonya Deville is going to win the championship.
Wow.
She's got that.
And I wouldn't be surprised. But I think in my mind, Asuka right now is the face of the women's division on Raw.
Well, whether people like it or not, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So she's going to, you know.
She's over too, though. She's been over since she stepped in the business.
Well, Sonya just came in though, so she's got to put in her time. Absolutely. And, you know, pay those dues, but yep. I can definitely see that. Same thing with Mandy, and I think they said it last time on Raw. I see both of them. I think it was Graves that said that, Mandy and Sonya. Yeah. See them both as champions down the road. I can see
that. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, we've seen people who won the championship that wasn't even supposed to win the championship, like Jillian Hall. Like, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
So overall, this was fun. Great matches.
Yeah.
Great time to talk. Glad everybody here.
That's it. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
That's it.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to the chat loyalty.
Seriously, y'all. Shout out to the chat room. Yeah,
you guys chat on SmackDown. Now you're chatting with us.
Thank you guys.
We do actually are going to be back in 3 weeks from now because it's every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just want to let everybody know if everyone's kind of confused.
Yeah.
We talked about maybe, 4, 5, and 6 match overall. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know in the comments below if you're listening to us on...
Oh, not in the chamber?
Oh, she's not?
Oh, dang. Mm. Thank you, Dan.
I thought she was.
I thought she was, too.
Mm, interesting.
Thanks,
well,
Dan.
Thank you for letting us know. But if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. Give us a drop kick on 5 stars.
Do all that. Mm-hmm. Do all that stuff.
And like this, punch in the face. Punch the like button in the face. Because that's what we do. Because we are the after show of the Mixed Match Challenge. But yeah. Before we go, my name is Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. Also, I'm the social media correspondent for Xbox 12360. Oh my God, you do not want to miss tomorrow's episode. We legit have a huge, huge, huge guest.
I'm excited.
Let's just say I legit cried. I had to pull over the road and cried because I was so excited.
I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
I was so excited on who our guest is going to be tomorrow. Please watch. You don't want to miss it. I'm starting to become a vlogger. Vlogging about my life here at AfterBuzz as well as wrestling. Behind the scenes stuff. We had some cool behind the scenes stuff here. So please follow me on social media. Women's Wrestling Panel is tomorrow. All that good stuff. Follow me on social media because I will give you everything you want.
Evan Mack here, at Evan Mack Lish on Twitter. I'll let your boy. I'll see y'all in 3 weeks. I'll be here, bright eyed and bushy tailed.
Thanks to you guys for watching us tonight. We appreciate it. We love you in the live chat.
Thank you.
David Punk Rock Christopher. Find me on Instagram, David Punk Rock Christopher, and Twitter, DPR Christopher. Thanks again, guys. See you next time. 3 weeks.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, and he'll probably be another wrestler.
I might just be black versions of all y'all favorite wrestlers.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.